guys, welcome to The Things I Do For Love, a brief Game of Thrones card game podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Things I Do For Love. What originally I thought could be a weekly podcast, if I recorded several shows in a chunk and then just released them slowly, became bi-weekly, became monthly. Now I think maybe it's semi-monthly. I don't know. I'm going to try and do them as often as I can. But we're back. We're back with a quick interview here with Mr. Jesse Carpenter, who continues to come on strong in his, let's see, you're into your second year in the Thrones community now, right?
I am. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's been a great year. Look forward to the upcoming year.
Yeah, it seems like every time I turn around, there's another big thing planned for the next year from the community perspective anyway, maybe less so FFG, but whatever. We've got a great community, so I'm all for that.
Yeah, I think most people are in the game because of the community. I don't think FFG is keeping us all around.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, they have to keep releasing some new cards for us, right?
Yes, we do.
Maybe if I live long enough, I'll see an agenda named after my main podcast like you did.
We can only hope. You got to win that champ card, Will.
Oh, man. Oh, is that what happens? Was that your champ card for Melee at Gen Con?
No, not at all. Not at all. We just got lucky.
Well, for anybody listening to this that doesn't know, Jesse does the Wars to Come podcast. So go check it out as well.
Yeah. Pretty solid.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been enjoying it so far. I've been listening. So, though I haven't had the chance to listen to episode 9 yet. That's the latest as of the time.
That's a great one. Yeah, that might be my favorite one so far, actually. Alejandro comes on out of California. It's really good.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll have the opportunity to listen to that a little later today.
Cool. Awesome.
Well, you know, speaking of all the big things Jesse has been up to, you know, in a lot of ways, I think we can look at Jesse as the Ryan Jones Midwest, right? He's you know, bearded and really good at Melee and a phenomenal drinker and likes to host some big tournaments. So I think the similarities are astounding, and I for one have never seen the two of you in the same place at once. So
I've never met him.
Let the fan theories commence.
I have to get a little bit better to be Ryan Jones-esque, but I do appreciate the similarities. He's definitely even someone I haven't met, I look up to in the game for sure, just based on his accomplishments and his care for the community.
For sure. And Ryan has, for the last few years now, hosted an event that started off as something, you know, pretty small and local, known at the time as Weekend at Ryan's, for some friends to get together at his place, or I think maybe his parents, play some Thrones and hang out all weekend, and has really grown into a huge spotlight now for the North American Thrones community, and I think in some ways the wider world. And so, you know, I think you've made some big moves to jump on and expand that. I think the similarities to Ryan continue. What have you got planned here?
So I plan on hosting a birthday tournament or a tournament for my birthday for the community, just because there are a lot of great fan-run tournaments, and I wanted to bring one to the Midwest on top of ones we already have. But we got the idea of doing myself and some of the indie guys were talking, and we got the idea that we wanted to do a draft-style tournament like Thrones War. So, because I didn't want to step on anyone's toes, I decided to message Ryan, and I asked him to call me. So we talked on the phone yesterday, and he was unbelievably supportive. He was like, I wish more people did this in the community. I guess South America's already done one. He thinks it's really strong for the community. So I ran with it. And it is essentially, if you don't know what Thrones War is, well, it is Thrones Weekend at Ryan's, but the Thrones War style tournament, you register, and on your registration, we ask you a few questions, like what houses you prefer to play with, what meta you test with, things like that. And then 8 kings are selected. So I selected my kings based on a number of criteria, mainly not only because they're well known in the community, but because they're a strong player. I think they'll be a good leader to a team. And as the registrations come through, the kings will be able to peruse over, and then we will have a draft. And you might be able to get a sneak peek into it. The Thrones War draft is actually Tuesday, January 9th. And as kings, we will go around and we will select players in an auction style draft. And then you also have to select a house. When you select your players in a house, you then have your team built, and you may build decks out of that main house.
One quick question.
Sure.
Just about the house selection. Is that a draft as well?
Yes. So okay. That is worth as little or as much as you would like to put into it, you know. So right now Targ is really good in the meta, so I assume Targ will go for a lot. I assume Barra won't go for very much. But that is up to the player, that is up to the kings to decide. Which I think is a really, really interesting point of view. And maybe some houses that are struggling right now, you know, maybe Barra won't be as bad if you only have to play Targ and Greyjoy once. You know what I'm saying? So that you play 7 rounds of Swiss, every team plays every team in a round robin style tournament. At the end of that round robin, we will cut to a top 16 or 32, depending on the size of the tournament. And then we will have an overall winner, and then we will have a team winner. So you may be on the winning team, and you may be on an overall winner. Which, you know, the controversy always starts around big tournaments about, you know, teams and things like that. This will give you an insight and look into testing with a group, testing with a team, a look into the meta from maybe other parts of the country when you're drafted to that team. And then it gives you a feeling at a tournament that, oh, I'm a part of something. It's not only me that matters. If I lost this game, it's still important that my teammate wins this game, which I think is very cool, very strong, and it's very team-oriented and community-oriented, and I think that's good for the game.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, anything that continues to build the community, as we said, like the not just community as in the amount of people, but the kind of interconnected relationship sort of thing, right? And if you've got that team building aspect, as you said, that does it.
Yes, I agree. So
I'm curious. Well, I was going to say, with your connection there with Ryan, you know, you got his kind of blessing to use the format and associate with the name. Is there any deeper connection here? Are we going to win buys to next year's California Thrones War? Or are you getting some prizes? Sure, or is that totally separate?
I think it's going to be separate. You know, if our tournament goes – his is established and well. You know, if our tournament goes well, I would be open to those discussions, but those discussions have not been had at this time. The only kind of cool thing, and I'll actually announce it here because I'm sure this won't go up today, but Sid will be a king because he won our fantasy draft for Worlds, right? So where's the company on this fantasy pick'em draft, kind of Fantasy Thrones-esque, and Sid won. I'm flying him out to the tournament. But also, every year when we do that, you will be able to earn a kingship. So I will fly you to the tournament, and you will be able to be a king.
That's fantastic.
Yes. So that is some incentive to play some Fantasy Thrones around World's time.
Getting travel somewhere is pretty big because, you know, States is a big place. Getting one end to the other, or even mostly in the middle, can be a little daunting to do very often.
Yes, so I agree.
All right. Well, any other big plans that you have currently for the event, or should we just stay tuned for more
announcements? No, all the announcements are on the page. The signups are on the page. Please register by February 26th. If you have any questions at all, let me know. It is on there. Don't feel like you can't make it. if, say, housing might be a problem or something. If housing is an issue, there's a place to mark it on the page, and I will take care of it for you. So don't feel like you can't come be a part of the community or come be a part of the tournament based on, you know, it might be a tough time of the year for you or something. So I want everyone who wants to come to be able to come. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining me on this episode of The Things I Do for Love. But alas, we've hit our time limit for this episode. Okay. So we will follow up with you again another time, and I'm sure we will hear a lot more about how, Thrones War Prime and Thrones War Midwest turn out.
All right. Thank you so much, Will. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.